Okay, Rabbi, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf. We are going weiter in the parak of Arbi Pesachim. And again, just a disclaimer at the beginning, if you do have the time to go through this parak with a more Iyun type shir, my goal here is simply a daf Yomi Limud that's going to provide pretty much Pashup Shot, maybe one or two or three extra things, but we're not going to spend a long time on it, as you probably noticed by the timestamp on this shir. But if you do have the time to spend, the 30, 40, 50 minutes that Rabbi Rosner, Rabbi Leibowitz, or other Magidei Shirim spend on it, so I highly recommend it, and I really do think that it will increase your Seder, the quality of your Seder this year tremendously. But all right, that being said, let's plow ahead here. We are on Tzadi Tazan on Beis, and again, if you remember, we had a Machlokas, how to understand our Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah said that on Erev Pesach, Somach LeMincha, which the Rashbam pointed out was half an hour before the Zman Mincha Katana, which is, Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours into the day, so 9 hours into the day on Erev Pesach, it is usur to eat. A person should not be eating because, again, the goal is to come into Pesach with the Taira for the Matzvah, that will be hit or mitzvah. So the Gemara wanted to know, what's the difference, Erev Pesach versus any other Yom Tif? Because we learned that Shabbos and Yom Tif as well, you shouldn't eat from Mincha Ulamala, in order so you should come into Shabbos and Yom Tif with the Taira. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yossi said, no, that you can eat up until nightfall. So Rav Huna had said, yeah, okay, this Mishnah, our Mishnah, and Erev Pesach, but that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi says that normally you can eat up until nightfall, and our Mishnah points out that that's true on every Yom Tov and Shabbos, except for Pesach, where you have to eat because of the mitzvah of matzah. You have to stop eating, Samach HaMincha, 9 hours, right, 3 hours before sundown. Rav Papa had said, no, it actually is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda says on every other Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can eat up until 9 hours, 9.5 hours into the day, i.e. all the way up until Mincha Katana, and in Erev Pesach, you have to back it up an extra half an hour. That was Rav Papa's understanding that, that between our Mishnah and other Mishnahs and other halachas, right, the difference between Pesach and other Yom Tovim. So now the Gemara picks up. So we are 5 lines up over Erev Shabbos Samach LeMincha Shari. So again, Rav Papa had said, on Shabbos and Yom Tov regular, you're allowed to eat Min HaMincha Ulamala. You're allowed to eat. You have to stop eating Min HaMincha Ulamala, right, 9.5 hours into the day. And Erev Pesach, you have to stop Samach LeMincha, which is 9 hours into the day. So the Gemara asks, over Erev Shabbos Samach LeMincha Shari, really, 9 hours into the day, Samach LeMincha on Erev Shabbos, that's mutter. Fatani, whether they're by Salo Yachal or them Erev Shabbos Yom Tov, Mitesha Shos Ulamala. You shouldn't eat on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov 9 hours, right, into the day, right, Erev from Samach LeMincha. Why? Kadesh Yikadis the Shabbos Kshutayva, the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says that you're not allowed to eat Samach LeMincha on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat after the ninth hour, right, hits, after a full 9 hours, I guess it's the tenth hour, but once the tenth hour starts, you're not allowed to eat. Right, Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Rabbi Yossi says, "Ochel holach at shetech shach." And right, Rabbi Yossi, as we said, holds you can eat until nightfall. So here the Braisa says clearly that there is no difference between regular Shabbos and Yom Tov versus Erev Pesach. Everybody, right, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by both of them, you can only eat up until Samach LeMincha, right, 9 hours into the day. So that would get rid of Rav Papa's answer, because Rav Papa's differentiated between 9 hours and 9.5 hours. So Amar Zutra says, Man le malan demetarathahi. How do you know that this brisa is accurate? Right? Dola mishabeshtahi, maybe it's not accurate. Maybe it's the girsa is wrong, right? Maybe you should say not samach mincha, but mina mincha ulamala, which would again give us that split between 9 and 9.5 hours, and everything would be fine. So Marimar said, Vitimar Rav Yemar, right? One of the Rabbanim said, either Marimar or Rav Meimar, Rav Yemar said that Ana Ikla the Pirkei Rav Pinchas Breider Ve'ami, I went to the Shir of Rav Pinchas Ve'ami, Vekam Tana Vetani Kamei, right? And Tana, someone who was teaching there, taught this brisa in front of him, Vekiblimine. And he was mekabelit, meaning with this language of samach lemincha, right? I mean, teisha shaos lemala, right? From 9 hours and up, right? So, and we see that the brisa is accurate. So there is no difference, according to Rabbi Yehuda, between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Yehoche kasha, and that seems to be a kasha against Rav Papa's answer, and Ella, mechavarta keder Rav Huna, right? It makes more sense, right? It must be that Rav Huna is correct, that really this Mishnah, our Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak, is Rabbi Yossi, And therefore, Rabbi Yossi distinguishes between Erev Pesach and other Yomim Tovim and other Shabbosim, where in general you're allowed to eat up until nightfall, but by Erev Pesach, because of matzah, you have to stop earlier. The Gemara says, Rav Huna minicha, is it really everything's fine according to Rav Huna? Right, that's a good answer. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Rabbi Chanina. So the Rebbeim say, whoever it is, right, either Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Bavu, or Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi be'erev Shabbos. Right, when you're faced with this machlokes, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on erev Pesach, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi on erev Shabbos. So if halacha, as the Gemara says, if halacha k'Rabbi Yossi k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on erev Pesach, we call it the polig Rabbi Yossi mitervayu. Apparently, that says that Rabbi Yossi argues on him. Right? Why did you need to tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach if Rabbi Yossi agrees? Right? What was Rav Huna's answer? Rav Huna's answer was, this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who says in general that you can eat up until nightfall before Yom Tov or Shabbos, but by Erev Pesach he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that you have to stop Samach L'mincha 9 hours into the day. But if you tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so we call it the Pulig Rabbi Yossi B'tervayu. Apparently that implies Rabbi Yossi argues with him. Otherwise, why would you have to tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? This Gemara says, lo. So you're right, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but not in our case. That we're not talking about our case at all. Halacha mikhal de pligi b'afsaka. The machokas is whether you have to stop b'afsaka, whether if a person started, well, we'll see in a second, but if a person started a suda beheter, right, let's say you started 8 hours into the day and you have a geshmaka suda that's going into nightfall, it's going into night, and Riyanta for Pesach, whatever it is coming up. So what's it? Do you have to stop or not? So that's the brisa. The Tanya has ruined the brisa. Mafsikin l'shabbosos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're talking about Shabbos, then you have to stop. And Rabbi Yossi Omer ein mafsikin. You don't have to stop. Now, just to be to clarify, what do we mean when you have to stop? Right? What does it mean that you have to stop your suda? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he holds that you have to stop and either, right, the two lishonos in both Rashbam and Tosos, either you have to make Kiddush first, and then Hamotzi, right, and then Berkas HaMazon, excuse me, or you have to make Berkas HaMazon, and then Kiddush, okay, but either way, you have to stop your Suda, and you have to welcome in Shabbos, just to explain what, you know, why a person would do this, right, so back then, again, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where food is plentiful, and Baruch Hashem, most people, I'd say, in our circles, really don't lack for food in a very meaningful way, to the point where they would have to combine sudas, and really not have two separate ones. For example, outside Yerushalayim, everybody had their Purim suda on Friday. So back in the day, I think it says about Rav Shlomo Zalman that he once, I forget if it's the story, it was about his wedding, that they did it on Purim and then led him to Shabbos and they did all three things together. I forget exactly. But there's stories about how people used to, you had a suda on Friday, which is Purim. You have a chiyuv suda on Erev Shabbos. Your food is not so available, let's say, even, I don't know, 100 years ago. So very often, it wouldn't be so crazy for them to, kind of just drag the meal into Shabbos. So what do you do in that case? Well, you start at Beheter. It was totally fine for you to start a suda, 8 hours into the day. And then all of a sudden, Shabbos comes. So what do you do? So Yehuda says, mafsik in the Shabbosos. Right, you stop. Again, and you have to, like I said, either you make, you do Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, or you do Kiddush and the Birkas HaMazon. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Excuse me, ain't mafsik, and you don't have to stop. Right, you just keep on going, and whenever your suda finishes, right, then you do Birkas HaMazon, and then you make Kiddush. What about Kiddush Makam Suda? Okay, so there's Tosfos over here about that. There's a lot of, like I said, a lot of very relevant sugyas here. If you have the time to delve into this parak, it's really, really amazing. But for our purposes, we'll go weiter. So that's the machlokas over there. So therefore, when we say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, that's where we're saying that you have to stop mafsikin, and halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by other Yom Tov, by erev Shabbos, let's say. So then, in mafsikin, halacha is you don't have to do that. U'maisa b'shem b'gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, right? They're all eating together. Chayim mesubim ba'ako. They were eating in Akko. Kodesh aleihem hayom, and sure enough, it became dark, and Yom Tov showed up, or Shabbos showed up. Discussion exactly what it was, but let's say Pashup Shad, it was Shabbos, Again, the Rishonim do discuss what we're talking about, but let's say Pashup Shabbos. Shabbos. Amar Lo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, Ritzoncha Nafsik Venechosh, the Divrei Yehuda Chavreinu, should we stop and be choshesh for Yehuda's Shita, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yossi said to him, Bechol Yom Yom Atam Achavev Devarei Lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. You always view me, I guess Rabbi Yossi was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Rabbi, right? You always take my words into account as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda's. But now I'm sitting right here. You're going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda? You're going to take Rabbi Yehuda's words into account? Right? Again, we just learned that. Right? Are you really, you're going to conquer the queen when I'm sitting in the house? Right? That's obviously a very liberal interpretation or extension of that pasuk. Right? Achashverosh comes in after Esther outed Haman, and Haman is falling on the bed that Esther is laying on. So Achashverosh says, what, are you trying to conquer the queen when I'm in the house? The idea is the same, right? I'm sitting right here. What are you going to, you're going to possibly grab Yehuda when I'm in staring right at you? So I'm like, Imkein lo nifsok, right? So Rosh Hashanah says, okay, so we won't stop. Shema yiru talmidim and kivu halacha l'daros. Because maybe if we stop, the talmidim were sitting with us, right? Mestama, they weren't by themselves, right? Mestama, as any gadol hador does, he has a following. So Mestama, the talmidim were there, and they would see us stop, and they'd say, that's the halacha. So Amru, and they said, lo zazu misham, adji ikvu halacha karbiyos. He said, therefore, they didn't move until they said, oh, look, we're going to continue our suda, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Vida Mashmuel, now Vishmuel is a third Shita, and there's a Machlokas here, well not Machlokas, but I guess it's a Machlokas, it's a discussion between Tosos and the Rashbam, in terms of who Shmuel is holding like. Now again, Shmuel is an Amora, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are Tanaim, so who is Shmuel holding like? So again, the Rashbam writes, he's holding like Rabbi Yossi, and Tosus over here on the bottom quotes Yerushalmi, then maybe he's holding like a third opinion, okay, but either way, Shmuel says, Ein halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, lo k'Rabbi Yossi, ela pares mapa u'mekadesh. The halacha is neither like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop on a dime and bench and make kiddush or whatever, in whatever order. It's also not that you just continue without doing anything to mark the coming of Shabbos. Rather, what do? Pares mapa u'mekadesh. You throw out a tablecloth and you make kiddush. Now, when I learned this for the first time, for the longest time, I cannot remember when it switched, when I had a proper understanding, but I thought for the longest time, mapa is a tablecloth, right? So I thought that what Shmuel meant was, you know, you have a table set with wonderful food and a tablecloth. You know how, like, these magicians, they kind of yank a tablecloth off and all the food kind of jumps up and then goes back down? I thought that's what the Gemara meant. Okay, when I learned this one, I don't know, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, I guess I wasn't paying attention so well. But that's not what he means. But he means that you spread a cover over the food, and then you make kiddush. And then when you take it off, it's like there's a new table here. It's almost like a new table over here. So that's what you do. Meaning you spread a tablecloth over the food, and then you make kiddush, and then it's as if you started a new suda. Meaning, again, just to explain what's going on over here, according to, let's say, the Rashbam, he holds the Rishmul is holding it like Rabbi Yossi, that really you don't have to stop your suda. But we need to do something to recover for Kavod Shabbos, right? To mark the coming of Shabbos, to show that, oh, now Shabbos is coming, now we have a Chiyav Suda, etc., etc. So he's bringing the Shtikah more Machmir, so we cover all the food, and then we make Kiddush, right? Just to kind of show, to give Kavod to Shabbos. Okay, fine. The Gemara says, "Ani, is that really true? Amar Rav Tachlifa, Bar Rav Dimi, Amar Shmuel, right? Kishem Shemafsikin the Kiddush, Kach." And Mafsigan Avdallah, right? Shmuel himself says that just like we stop for Kiddush, right, we also stop for Avdallah. For whatever reason, your Shalosh Shittos is dragging on too late. So you stop for Avdallah as well. So the Gemara says, my Mafsigan, what do you mean stop? Right? Lav Lakira Shochan, doesn't that mean they take away the table? Now, just to clarify, this will help for a minute. Also, back then, they didn't all sit around one table. Each person had their own couch, and they had their own mini table that they would bring the food to them on. So when he says take away the table, man, it doesn't seem to imply that you have to take the table away, then you have to stop your suda completely, right, and make either Kiddush or Avdallah. So Gemara says, lo, lamapa, no, what does it mean? It means you should stop, you should spread a tablecloth on everything, right, on all the on the food, and specifically on the bread, again, the bread being the most crucial part of the meal, and we'll point that to us in a second. So you spread a tablecloth over the food and over the bread, and then you are good to go. Right? Rabbi Bar Ravuna Ikul Bei Rish Galusa. It's a story that the Rabbi Bar Ravuna went to the house of Rish Galusa and Isutaka Kame, and they brought, sure enough, they built a table with the bread and the food on it before Kiddush, so therefore Poris Mapa umakadesh. Right, so sure enough, Resh Galusa put a tablecloth, some sort of cover, over the bread and he made kiddush, over the table and he made kiddush. V'tanyamihachi, you also learned in a braisa, and this is a girsa question, but okay, she'in ravienes ha'sholchan elem ken kiddush, right, that you should really bring the food out after, bring the bread out after you made kiddush, v'mhevi, but if they did bring it out already, then paris mapa umakadesh, you should bring, you should cover, the bread and the food, then make kiddush. Tosfos over here points out, if you look at Tosfos, Dibra Maskel She'en, right, without reading the whole thing, but he does explain this is the sugya or the gemara where we get the minhag to cover the bread, right, before we make kiddush. Right, everybody knows, right, everybody has a nice challah cover. We bring out, what we do is, I guess the minhag in most places is you bring the challah out, you cover the challah, you make kiddush, and then you go wash and have a motzi. So what's the pshat of covering the bread? So Tosfos brings two answers. One of them being that if you look over here, he quotes the Shiltos that it was more cover the Shabbos, some sort of yakra the Shabbos. So there's more the Suda is more the cover Shabbos. Okay. The second answer is Zeicher Laman, right? Just like we have Lechem Mishnah to remind us of the man that we got had dew on top and on bottom, so we covered as well. When we are eating, the third answer, which Tosfos doesn't bring, perhaps the one that people are more familiar with, is that we don't want to embarrass the bread. Right? That's because the bracha on hamotzi comes before the bracha gafen. Right? That's the eretz chita sura gefen teina virimon. That's technically, is that where we get it from? Mistama, that's where we got it from. Right? The it lists the bread before the hagafen. So Mistama, that's usually the usual order. We're making kiddush first. We don't want to embarrass the bread. So obviously that's musar for, bread doesn't get embarrassed, right? Obviously it's musar to teach us not to embarrass our friends, right? To teach us ben adam l'chaveiro. Okay, but this is where it comes from. This gemara over here, this Tosfos, etc., this sugi over here of covering the bread on Erev Shabbos. Okay, just a little bit further. Tani chad is shavin shem matchilin. Tani idach shavin shem matchilin. Right, we have two brises that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that they agree that you can start suda, and what another brise says they agree that you can't start a suda. So the Gemara says, what cases are you talking about? Right, where would they agree that you can, and where would they agree that you can't? So Bishlam has the Tani Shavish Eimachilim. Right, I understand when the Brisa says they both agree that you can't start a Suda. So that's Mishkachos on the Erev Pesach. Right, when do you find that? That's on Erev Pesach. Right, but like our Mishnah says, that Rabbi Yosi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that you can't start. So Machlumenchay can't start a Suda. Alahad the Tani Shavish Eimachilim. But where do you find a case that they agree that you can start a Suda? Amos, when is that? Inayim of Erev Shabbos. If they tell me it's Erev Shabbos, tell me Flik Pligi. Right, we just spent the last few minutes explaining that that's the Matlokas that you. Rabbi Yosi says you can eat until sundown. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop eating earlier. So Gemara says, "Lokashe, no, there kind of kodem tisha, kind of achar tisha. When do they agree that you can start? That's before the ninth hour. When do they agree that you can't start? So that's after the ninth hour on Erev Pesach. That's the case where you are not allowed to begin your suda." Okay, well, I think we'll stop here because the next discussion takes us on to Ahmed Aleph. Yeah, we'll stop over here. And again, if you have the time to go weiter and kind of delve deeper into these sugyas and these gemaras, it's really very much, it will enrich your Yom Tov and your Shabbos and your Pesach and your Lel Seder. But okay, either way, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this. Oh, and again, this shir should be b'schus Tzeruf Ushleim, for Nami Mir, Rav Shana, Rav Karezel, and for Shir Bas Dvar Aleh.